पहले अंग्रेजी में बात कर लें इन लोगों के लिए, फिर आपसे हिंदी में बातचीत करें। आई एम सॉरी आई वॉज डिलेड, वे सपोज टू सी द कलेक्टर एंड द तहसीलदार एज दे कॉल हिम। दे हैव डन सो मच फॉर अस, सो मच दे हैव ऑर्गेनाइज ऑल द वे इन ऑफिशियली, दे हैव डन सो वेल दैट आई हैड टू वेट फॉर देम टू थैंक देम वेरी मच। आई थिंक इट्स नॉट वेरी मच हॉट फॉर यू, सी द विंड इज ब्लोइंग, कैन यू इमेजिन। And if you see, there's no leaves. Leaves are not moving. You always used to go and sit in the sun. So now here it is. You better have some of it. I hope you all enjoyed your stay in Jabalpur and the visit to Jabalpur. It was quite interesting. Some people have not yet arrived. I'm sorry to say they haven't been able to arrive from Bombay. I think they are more Bombayites, not from the foreign countries, but otherwise I think all of you are here. It's a very unusual thing to happen like this, you see. This, my father built this house about 80 years back. He was very imaginative and fond of guests. So he also put up guest bedrooms and guest bathrooms, such. And it was a hill station. Now, of course, because of crowdedness, very cold and hill station. So people used to come, his friends used to come from Nagpur. So he had made arrangements for them. There were no hotels or anything. So they used to have, and people of this place are extremely hospitable, very hospitable. So it was his idea that he should have a house here where his guest would be. His brother had a big house, but it was joint and he couldn't receive his guests. So he thought it's better to build a house here. And behind was a huge big compound, bigger than this, which I have seen. I was only 4 years of age when we went away from here, but I remember each and everything about this house and everything about Chinwara. You know, my memory is unusually very, very sharp. I mean, I remember even my birth is to that extent. But I never knew that there will be so many saints coming to visit this place of my birth. I never expected that there will be so many people who will take to Sahaj Yoga in my lifetime. Because when I was born, I found people were so blind. I thought, how will I talk about Sahaj Yoga? What will I do? How will it work out? It's very difficult. My father knew about my mission and he told me that you better find out a way by which you can give realization, amas. That was important, because even if you give realization, one person is of no use. Also, you should not write anything, because you don't create another Bible, Gita, Quran, because books also bind them. So best thing is that you should take to search of human beings, why they can't they get their mass realization, because now you have come for that purpose. Somehow I worked it out. And really it was surprising. I was really, was not thinking to open Sahasrara, but I was literally forced into it and it worked out. It's working out. You can see all of you are here. It's very amazing thing that can happen to someone like this, that in the lifetime only you have come here to see this birthplace of mine. It was such vibrations that my Sahasrara became completely jammed with vibration. So cold inside and outside was so hot that I didn't know what was happening. So I'm happy all of you could come and see this place. And a very humble house it was, but in those days it was the most, well-planned house as such, and was very much appreciated by people. And after that 4 years, I was here. And then we went to Nagpur because we had a... My father had a big practice in Nagpur. He had to go many times down. So they thought it's better to go. There also he had many houses. And Baba Mama is going to take you round to see those houses. He says he'll find out time to see where I've arrived it. But Nagpur also is a very vibrated place. You can feel it. People are very quiet. It's a very quiet place. So this is a very novel thing. I don't think it has happened in the lifetime of anyone of the incarnations who came on this earth. Even for Rama Janmabhoomi, we are fighting even today. So you can imagine. Thank God we've got this place in a way. It's not yet ours, but in a way we are there. And maybe with your good wishes, we'll own it very soon. Today's puja, I thought, was best to have Sri Ganesha puja in a short way, because the first puja here, and I was born here, so it's better that we should have a Ganesha puja. It would be a nice thing to start with. And we have a doctor here. They are all Sajogis, and they are going to help us to do the curing. Actually, I always thought which is the place where people will get cured. So now we'll send all of them here to get cured. It was a jungle here. All around was jungles, hills. But I think all that's finished and broken now. And we used to get tigers and things. Little far away from here is a place called Tamiya, where we could see tigers. But now they are there, no doubt. But they are saying that nobody is now going that side. They all go to some reserved places, which you have seen yourself also, Kana Kisli. I hope you enjoy. How did you enjoy Kana Kisli? And the river Narmada also, I was told you enjoyed very much. I'm happy this has happened. It was little circuitous and quite different from all the tours we have had so far. But I'm happy you all have enjoyed it. I have said so many things about Sri Ganesh, I don't know what to say now anymore. But all of you have seen that a place. Now see, the breeze is coming from where? I don't know. You are sending breeze to me instead of I doing it. यहाँ के रहने वाले लोग और बाहर से आए हुए जो हिंदुस्तानी लोग यहाँ पर हैं, ये बड़ी मुझे खुशी की बात है कि हमारे रहते हुए ही हमारा जो जन्म स्थान है उसके इसका इतना महत्व हो रहा है और उसके लिए इतने लोग यहाँ 60 देशों से लोग आए हुए हैं. तो ये अब छिंदवाड़ा आपका जो है एक कहना चाहिए कि क्षेत्र स्थान हो जाएगा और यहाँ अनेक लोग आकर के आएंगे रहेंगे. और ये सब संत साधु हैं, संत हो गए और संतों जैसा इनका जीवन है. कहीं भी रखिए, कहीं भी सुलाइए, कोई मतलब नहीं इनको. अपने घरों में तो बट इसी में रहते हैं, यहाँ करके कुछ ही चीज़ की इनकी मांग नहीं और घर हालत में ये खुश रहते हैं. इसी तरह से सहयोग के बहुत से और योगी लोग आए हुए हैं, अलग अलग जगह से, मद्रास से आए हुए हैं और इधर आप देखिए हैदराबाद से लोग आए हुए हैं, विशाखापट्टनम इतना दूर, वहाँ से भी लोग आए हुए हैं, बम्बई से आए हैं, पुणे से आए हैं, दिल्ली से तो आए ही हैं बहुत सारे, और लखनऊ से आए हैं, हर जगह से यहाँ लोग आए हैं, पंजाब से भी आए हैं. इस प्रकार अपने देश के भी अनेक जगहों से लोग आए हुए हैं और यहाँ पूजा में सम्मिलित हैं. ये बड़ी अच्छी बात है कि सारा अपना देश एक भाव से एकत्रित हो जाए. बहुत हमारे यहाँ झगड़े और आफतें मची हुई हैं, इस सब से छुट्टी हो जाए और होना ही चाहिए. जब आप अपने अंदर के धर्म को पहचानते हैं तो आप जान लेते हैं कि आप सब एक हैं.
हमारा कोई ऐसा मठ नहीं है कि कोई ऐसा जैसे गुरुओं के बड़े बड़े काफिले, वैसा कोई मामला नहीं है। हमारे यहाँ तो कोई भी मेंबर भी नहीं है, इसका कोई ऐसी संस्था नहीं है, ऑर्गेनाइजेशन नहीं है, कुछ नहीं है। सब अपने आप सारे काम हो रहे हैं। सारे देश में अगर ऐसी स्थिति हो जाए जहाँ लोग संत हो जाएं, तो वहाँ पर कोई सा भी प्रश्न नहीं रहेगा। सारे प्रश्न हमारे देश के ऐसे छूट जाएं। इन लोगों की गरीबी भी हट गई और हर तरह की इनकी जो कुछ शिकायतें थी, शारीरिक, मानसिक, बौद्धिक, वो सब ठीक हो गए। और ये अनंत चीज़ों से आशीर्वादित हैं। और ये हैरान है कि ये कैसे हो गया। पर ये कोई ख़ास बात नहीं, क्योंकि ये समय आया है, ये सबको होना है। छिंदवाड़े में भी होना है, हर जगह होना है, और सबको इसका पूरी तरह से फ़ायदा होना चाहिए। यहाँ पर हमने सेंटर शुरू किया हुआ है। जो लोग छिंदवाड़े के हैं वो ज़रूर इस सेंटर में आएँ और अपने को सम्मिलित करें, तो उनको आत्म साक्षात्कार मिलना कोई मुश्किल चीज़ नहीं, एक क्षण में उनको मिल सकता है। जो कबीर ने कहा, जो नानक ने कहा, जो ईसा ने कहा, मोहम्मद ने कहा, वो चीज़ अब है। ये टाइम आ गया है और इस टाइम में इसका फ़ायदा उठाना चाहिए। खास करके मेरा जन्म यहाँ हुआ है, तो आप लोगों के लिए विशेष बात यह है कि यहाँ सब तरफ चैतन्य मुझे दिखाई दे रहा है, बिल्कुल सारे आकाश में चैतन्य जैसा फैला हुआ। तो इस चीज़ को आप समझने की कोशिश करें और इसको पालें। ये सबके लिए है, इसमें जात पात या कोई चीज़ का बंधन नहीं। सब लोगों को ये आनंद की सृष्टि मिलनी चाहिए। हमारा सबको आनंद आशीर्वाद है। तो गणेश पूजा करते लगाए पाया रहते हैं।